You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Over the years, from time to time, changes are made to Ontario's building code. It's a very detailed document designed for a number of things, including safety of people. Well, some new changes being considered right now, in fact, are not keeping safety in mind for people and, in fact, for firefighters. And they are speaking out publicly about these changes, saying that simply they are not a good idea. We have on the line Carl Pearson, who is past president of the Firefighters Association of Ontario. Carl, thanks for being here on Zoomer Radio.
It's great to be on the radio with you today, Dale.
Now, listen, these changes, tell us what the changes are and why you don't like them.
Well, historically, it goes back to 2009. The British Columbia Building Code was amended to include mid-rise wood construction. Since then, there's been an Ontario initiative to follow suit with this ahead of the National Building Code.
Now, the building code as it is now says anything about, like a typical house has wood construction, but this is something that would be higher and larger than a typical house, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
What we have is typically mid-rise refers to combustible construction, six stories in height.
All right.
Measuring 18 meters from floor of level 6 to the base of level 1. And parameters that define the 18 meters in height do not provide inclusion for mezzanines, penthouses, roof pitches, grade of level 1. So with this, it can be far greater than 18 meters in totality.
Okay, well, what's wrong with a wood-constructed building of that size?
Well, first of all, you have a large fuel load. First of all, during the construction phase, they consider wood construction to be that of equal to a wood lot. So in the construction phase, when there's no safety measures in place, it's a danger to the community around it. Matter of fact, the first...
Well, as we've seen in many fires of houses under construction, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, the first mid-rise wood construction unit being built in British Columbia during the construction phase actually burnt to the ground.
Really?
And with that, it caused, because of the fire load, an additional more than a dozen spot fires on surrounding buildings.
Right. And the problem is just that it's too much wood. If you go that high and that large, you have to build it out of incombustible materials. Is that the point?
Well, that's a definite benefit to the fire service and to the community. It provides greater safety. But with that, it's the type of wood construction's actually changed, and the game has changed in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Where we've gone from dimensional lumber that used to be your typical 2x4, and even a 2x4 right now is no longer a true-sized 2x4.
Well, it has been for a long time, has it?
Right.
Yeah.
So now we've gone down to engineered wood eyes and things to that effect.
Engineered what, sorry?
Engineered wood eyes, wood beams.
Yeah.
For the floor area. And what this does is the strength in this unit is created by the depth of the center board on this eye. So if you want to have a 50 pounds per square foot, you may have a 16-inch deep center piece.
Yeah.
And to create a stronger area, maybe 100 pounds per square foot, you'd increase the depth of that center beam. But the width of that has not changed. It's still...
I think you're leading me deep into the wood pile here, and I'm having trouble following.
Sorry.
Essentially, what you're saying is that if you build something, say, six stories high, you use wooden joists, the very things that hold up the floor, and you're using wood that isn't strong enough, especially if the wood catches fire, right?
Well, basically, with the density of the wood, it hasn't been increased, so the impact from fire has not been mitigated.
I don't know what that means. You better try to pretend I'm 6 years old and tell me again.
I'm sorry. The centerpiece in the I-beam would be 5/8 of an inch wide. And whether it's holding a larger weight, it's going to remain the same. So fire would burn through that section very quickly.
Right. So in other words, a fireman who would come upon the scene would face the very real danger of, say, rushing in to rescue someone and having the floor collapse.
Absolutely, and there's no warning. In the old days, you could sound the floor with your axe, and from that sound, you would say, well, it sounds reasonably safe.
Yeah.
But right now, the way they're constructed, you really can't tell if it's secure to go on or not.
You can tell just by hitting the floor with an axe?
In conventional construction from days past, yes, you can pretty much use that as a barometer to enter the
for room. How strong the floor might be.
Right.
Yeah. Well, why the push to use wood in structures that large? Is it a matter of saving money for the builder?
It's supposed to save money for the builder and the consumer. With that, reduce the carbon footprint and stimulate the northern economy. And that's the reasoning behind it.
But here in Ontario, and that does stimulating the northern economy here in Ontario, I guess that would apply in this province as well in terms of timber from Ontario's northland. But if we have to trade safety for that, it's not much of a deal.
I agree.
Go ahead.
We've got a real problem here as far as safety for occupants and for firefighters alike, and that's something the building code hasn't really taken into consideration, is that of firefighter safety.
Well, what needs to be done then? I mean, you're the firefighter. You represent the people who risk their lives to go in and put these fires out. What needs to be done then? Just make the wood beams under the code bigger than they are, or don't use wood beyond a single family house?
Well, I would say that there hasn't been enough science performed to build these safely. So the front load of creating a safe building hasn't been performed. I think we need to take the cart and put it back behind the horse. And with that, do the science, make sure that we're building them safely for the public and for fire.
No, I think I get that. But, I mean, does that mean just make the wood beams stronger, make them larger as they were in the old days, or don't use wood, use steel beams?
Well, there's different ways to improve fire safety. And
yeah.
It could be through automatic door closures, through early warning systems to have the occupants evacuate the building. Again, that's a very big issue for small town Ontario, is the ability of the local fire service. Smaller communities have more of a volunteer-based community.
Yeah,
where
sure.
The firefighters have to respond to the station, put on their bunker gear,
yeah.
Respond to the call, establish a water supply, formulate their game plan. That first hour gets used up very quickly.
So if this building code change goes ahead and these mid-level buildings of, say, six stories are built entirely with wood, how are the firefighters going to react to rushing into the building? They're not going to save their own lives. They're not going to want to do that.
Well, traditionally, we would start with life safety as the primary concern of the fire service.
Right.
And with that, it originally was the life safety of the occupants.
Right.
Where right now, it's actually been modified, where it's the life safety of your crew and your firefighters, then that of community, where we have to put safety first in order to perform our job safely and ensure that we go home at the end of the day. So with that, if we can assure that there's an all clear in the building, then we would probably start an exterior firefight and try to contain it from other buildings.
How effective is that if you had to fight the fire only from outside the building?
Well, in this case, my personal thoughts are this would be a loser. We'd lose the building and save the foundation. So with that,
Plus the fact there might be an occupant trapped inside that you would not be able to get to.
Well, if there's an occupant inside, our primary means of getting them out of the building would probably be to ladder the building and go to the respective window and bring them out that way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the tallest ladder that we have, conventional ladder, is called a Bangor ladder.
Yeah.
And it only goes to 3 stories high. Or if it's a larger community, they may have some sort of telescopic laddering vehicle. But smaller communities don't have that luxury.
Okay, I'm talking to Carl Pearson. He's past president of the Firefighters Association of Ontario, about these building codes where six-story buildings, this is what's being considered to match BC, that six-story buildings can be built entirely out of wood, which would present a greater fire hazard than exists today. If you have a comment or a question about that, give us a call at 416-360-0740 or 866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
Okay, my guest is Carl Pearson. He's past president of the Firefighters Association of Ontario, talking about building code changes that might be coming to Ontario. Carl, help us understand what the code says now and what it will say. The code says now you build a regular dwelling, a house, totally out of wood. But how, under the current code, how high does the house or building get before you have to use steel, for example?
Currently, the Ontario Building Code allows 4 stories of wood construction.
4 stories of wood construction. And, of course, what we're talking here about are buildings that could be 6 stories high that would be made entirely out of wood. Is that the cutoff in the proposal, 6 stories?
Well, what's happened right now is now the National Building Code has contracted the National Research Council to work on what they call combustible construction.
Yeah.
And with that, they're talking about building any size building, provided it can be built safe.
Any height, then? Is that what the parameter is? Any height at all?
That's for the national code.
But how does the national code work in Ontario?
Usually, information is inserted into the national code, and then it is brought forward to the provincial codes and refined. Currently, what we're seeing is the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing in Ontario attempted to bring this into the Ontario Code ahead of the National Code.
Oh, I see.
And they conceded that they didn't have enough technical data to support that presently. So what we have right now is 2 private members' bills, Bill 52 and Bill 61. Bill 61 is brought forward by MPP Bill Mario of Thunder Bay, Atikokan, and MPP Vic Fideli for Nipissing brought forward Bill 52.
And these would make those buildings of 6 stories not entirely out of wood. They would back it up to the way it is now. Is that the idea?
Well, the private members' bills for 52 and 61 would actually try to bring mid-rise wood construction in Ontario. So with that...
So they're not on your side. Very much against you. I get it. All right, but what we're really concerned about... This is complicated. I'm sorry about this, everyone out there. But we're talking about buildings that would be 6 stories high, made out of wood, as opposed to the current standard, which is only 4 stories, and above that, steel beams and other kinds of construction would be used, right?
Absolutely.
Is that where we are? Okay.
Cement and brick would be used.
Cement and brick would be used with a steel beam, right?
Absolutely.
Under the floor, of course. Here's Al calling from Ajax. Al, what are your thoughts about this?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I agree with the firefighter because it's because of safety. Because of safety, you can't go over a certain, over four stories. And also, some of the fire engines, the equipment that they have, they can't go that high as far as the 10 stories, because if they were... Now, the people who live over 4 floors, they're doomed to die.
Well, I guess if it was made entirely out of wood, they would not be as safe, would they?
It's obvious, you know, and that's the reason why they use tiles and so to break the heat from getting into the people. But I think in this day and age, as a health and safety rep myself, I would never pass a situation like that, because if the fire engine cannot go past 6 floors, why am I leaving to the 8th or the 10th floor?
Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense in this day and age. Come on, let's have a bit of a common sense.
Common sense? Yeah, thanks, Al. If only common sense were more common, eh? Here's Jock calling from New Hamburg. What do you say, Jock?
Well, I think that any building over 3 stories, irrespective of the construction, should be sprinklered.
Well, there's another way to go at it. I imagine you would...
That should be mandated accordingly.
Yeah, Carl, what do you think of that?
Absolutely. Sprinklers are essential in today's day and age.
Yeah.
Most buildings are made from lighter, more combustible material in general.
And yeah.
Sprinklers are endorsed in any building.
Would that offset the additional danger in building wood accommodation 6 stories high if they were sprinklered?
It would be a tool in our tool chest, per se. It's not the silver bullet.
Yeah.
With that, you have certain areas of the building that would be of concern, and you want to ensure that they're covered. Matter of fact, there was a fire in Toronto on a roof area, and how can you put sprinklers on a roof?
Well, you can't, of course, yeah. And if it's all wood, you run into the same problem that you were mentioning earlier. Jock, what do you think of the notion of allowing wood structures 6 stories high?
Well, I don't agree with it either, but there again, I think sprinklers would, if it's mandated, would probably alleviate a lot of the problems.
Yeah, but as Carl, as you're saying, there's never a magic bullet here, is there? I mean, you have to look at each situation differently, and fires are unexpected, and I suspect you would say every one of them is different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with that, I do encourage sprinklers in any building, even residential. If people are building a house, I strongly urge them to consider that as an option. Considering the cost of it, people are spending more money on countertops in their kitchen than they would for a sprinkler system.
Well, and the interesting thing is, if you put the sprinklers in early, when the plumber comes in to do the rest of the piping, it costs a whole heck of a lot less than if you try to retrofit the house with sprinklers.
Absolutely.
Right.
And also your insurance rates would be reduced as well, too.
Well, they would be, wouldn't they, Jock? Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
Carl, you are now coming out publicly and saying this. Have you had any reaction from the government at this point?
Well, with that, we're waiting to see Bills 52 and 61 come forward and how they're received by the provincial government. And on the national level, we're lobbying the National Research Council to listen to our concerns, and we're attending their meetings and being very vocal with them.
Well, I understand that, but do you feel you're kind of the underdog in this fight?
Yes.
Really,
even when we went to 4-story wood construction, the fire service was not considered in that decision process.
Yeah, yeah. And now to go to 6, it only makes a bad situation worse, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And so these 2 private members' bills, though, both of them in varying ways, would push to have the wood limit changed from 4 to 6. Is that, without going into them in great detail, is that essentially what they're going to do?
Yes.
If passed? Okay. Well, you've got a lot going against you here, at least from a political point of view, I would think.
Well, the interesting thing about it is usually, as I said, the national code trickles down to the provincial code.
Yeah.
And now we have the tail wagging the dog. We have 2 private members' bills that are being brought forward that are pushing the Ontario code ahead of the national code.
Well, maybe that's why they'll fail if other legislators at Queen's Park look at this more closely.
Well, we can only hope so.
Now, you're saying this is a safety hazard. Who else is saying this is a safety hazard?
Well, I can't speak for other stakeholders in the fire service, but I can say that in the same meetings and involvements that the Firefighters Association of Ontario have been involved with also includes the Ontario Association of Fire Chiefs, the Ontario Professional Firefighters Association of Ontario, mm-hmm. which is our career brothers and sisters.
Right.
And also the Fire Prevention Officers Association.
I would think a lot of people do not know or have not yet realized what's at stake here with what would seem to be, to me anyway, a fairly major change in the way we build houses or dwelling units, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Carl, for joining us today and giving us an idea of what the issues are in this battle.
Thank you, Dale. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Carl Pearson is the past president of the Firefighters Association of Ontario. That is the volunteer firefighters, some 18, 19,000 of them across Ontario. And they say, hey, it's bad enough that the building code now says you can build something four stories high entirely out of wood. A lot of fire departments can't even handle that very well. Now we bump it up to six stories. And that, according to Carl and his fellow firefighters, represents a real danger of floor collapse, of not being able to rescue people who might be living, say, on those top floors of an entirely wooden building.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.